The day of resurrection is here. The Lord is risen. After the subdued tone of our Passiontide hymns, we now burst forth in songs of joy. The words of this ancient Easter hymn were originally written for the Greek liturgy by St. John Damascene in the 8th century. It tells us that Christ's journey from death to new life is a Passover, recalling that night when the people of Israel passed through the waters of the Red Sea, from slavery to freedom. Also reminded of this during the Easter Vigil, when the deacon sings the Exultet. This is the night when first you saved our fathers. You freed the people of Israel from their slavery and led them dry-shod through the sea. The text of the Exultet evolved over a number of centuries, but it probably took its present form around the 6th century. About 500 years later, another of our great Easter chants was written, one that we sing at the Sunday morning Mass just before the Gospel, the Easter sequence Victime Paschali Laudes. This much shorter chant includes a dialogue with Mary Magdalene. Tell us, Mary, what did you see upon the way? And Mary replies, I saw the tomb of the living Christ, and I saw his glory as he rose. The liturgy invites us to sing this sequence at Mass each day during Easter week, just before the Gospel. It isn't hard to sing, and it's a good idea to try and teach it to the people, so they can get to know this glorious chant in its proper setting. The text of the hymn we heard at the beginning of the programme isn't quite as old as the Exultet, but it's a good few centuries older than the Victime Paschali. The tune, on the other hand, is rather more recent. It's based on a German melody, probably written in the 18th century. Some of you may have heard it sung to other texts, as it's one of those tunes that cross language barriers. It's used both here in Italy and in Germany, always to joyful texts, in keeping with the exuberance of the melody. To finish with, I'd like to play you another joyful Easter hymn, again based on a German melody and familiar to different language groups. The tune is called Vulpius because a man called Melchior Vulpius published it as far back as 1609. The English words used in this recording, though, are much more recent. They were written by the headmaster of Eton College around 1930, and they remind us to spread the joyful news that Christ is risen. Good Christian men, rejoice and sing. Now is the triumph of our King. To all the world, glad news we bring. Alleluia.
And our thanks there to Monsignor Philip Whitmore, a music historian currently working as an official at the Vatican's Secretariat of State.
I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.